Hello, Pastor Schaefer here. This is the Saturday podcast. Hope everyone is doing well. We're doing well here, getting through this pandemic. I thought today for the podcast I would do something different. Pastor Benton was asked to write a sermon for the Town Times in Watertown, Connecticut, the newspaper. His church is located in Watertown. And so he wrote the article, and it's going to appear in that newspaper probably in a couple weeks. But I asked permission if I could read this to you in the podcast, because I think he did a really good job. It's called Surviving the Great Pandemic. And here's what he wrote. As I write these words, the corona COVID-19 virus is spreading like wildfire across the globe. By the time you read these words, I hope the worst is over and this virus turns out to be less deadly than expected. This is a terrible situation, but there have been many similar outbreaks in history. In the 1300s, the Black Plague killed 75 to 200 million people. Estimates are that between 30 and 60% of Europe's population died from it. In 1918-1920, the Spanish flu devastated an already war-weary world. Some 500 million people were infected, and 17 to 50 million died. In 2009-2010, the H1N1 swine flu infected between 700 million and 1.4 billion people. Between 150,000 and 600,000 of the infected people died. However, each of these plagues pales in comparison to the greatest scourge to ever impact the human race, the great Adamic pandemic spoken of in the Bible. The extent of the infection, sin, the great Adamic pandemic, affects everyone. Scripture says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23. Adam and Eve sinned. They disobeyed God, and their fellowship with God was broken, Genesis chapter 3. Every son of Adam and daughter of Eve who has ever lived has inherited that fallen, sinful nature. We are sinners by inheritance and by choice. Our individual sins vary, but the sin issue goes far beyond the seriousness of specific sins. Every one of us is born with a sin nature, a predisposition to sin. Does any parent have to teach their child to disobey? No. Disobedience comes naturally. The consequence of the infection. Sin has consequences. Theologians speak of the seven deadly sins. The PEGLAWS. Pride, envy, gluttony, lust, avarice, wrath, and sloth. Yet, in reality, every sin is deadly. Romans 6:23 states, "For the wages of sin is death." The great Adamic pandemic is 100% fatal. No exceptions. Death is a reality, but few people take the time to consider it biblically. We are aware of physical death, the separation of a person's soul from their body. Even those who survived the corona COVID-19 virus of 2020 will experience physical death at some point. The Bible says there is another, far more serious death, spiritual death, the separation of a person's soul from God for all eternity. In 1546, the reformer Martin Luther died. Luther had written these words inside the cover of his Bible: "Born once, die twice. Born twice, die once." Let's unpack Luther's statement. It means, number one, anyone who has only been born once, born physically but not born spiritually, not born again, according to John 3:3, will experience both physical and spiritual death. Number two, those who have born twice, born physically and born spiritually, will only experience physical death. They will never experience spiritual death. The cure for the infection. During the Black Plague of the 1300s, people were desperate for a cure. They did not understand germ theory, how the plague was transmitted from rats to fleas to humans. Therefore, their attempts to treat the disease were useless. By contrast, the great Adamic pandemic has a cure. Romans 6:23 says the wages or payment for sin is death. The verse goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You and I do not deserve the cure for the great Adamic pandemic. We cannot earn it. We cannot buy it. God cannot be bribed or bought off. Because God loves us, He provides salvation freely as a gift. He sent His Son, Jesus, to pay our sin debt on the cross. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A cure for the corona COVID-19 virus will soon be found. How foolish if someone dying from that virus is offered the cure but refuses to take it. Regarding the great Adamic pandemic, someone has said, life is short, death is sure, sin the cause, Christ the cure. Don't refuse sin's cure. Don't reject God's gift of eternal life, which only Jesus Christ can provide. Admit your sin to God. Accept His gift. Trust Christ alone for salvation. It's the only way to survive the great Adamic pandemic. And Pastor Benton ends this with blessings to you. So I hope this has been a blessing to you. If you're listening and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you're not sure that when you die you're going to go to heaven, you can be sure. You can trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can do it right now. I did that back in December of 1978. I decided no longer to trust in my religion or any goodness that I might have, any good works, sacraments, any of that stuff. I decided to put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sin. He paid for my sin on Calvary's cross. So the best way I knew how, I got on my knees one night and told Jesus I was sorry for my sin and asked Him to come into my life and save me. When I stood up, I was a brand new person. I was born again. And so that's a decision you need to make if you've never trusted Christ. You can do it now. You can pray now and ask Jesus to save you. I hope you will do that. Well, before I sign off tonight, I would like to pray. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank You for the message that Pastor Benton wrote for the newspaper in his town. Lord, I pray that You would use that article not only in Watertown, but perhaps through me reading it and people looking at our website. Lord, we would love to see someone saved as a result of this. Father, we know that virus is out there. Help us as believers to look to You, to trust in You, to be good witnesses. And we do think of Jonathan, the pastor's son, who has the virus, who has been on a ventilator. We pray for him, Lord, that You would heal his body, restore him back to his family. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, have a good rest of the day. It's Saturday, and I'll be speaking to you again tomorrow with a longer message on Sunday. God bless you all. Goodbye.